Hey, what's up? I'm making this video because there's a few people that expressed anxiety to me in wanting to know what exactly I have planned for webintersect.com. What's coming up, what changes I'm making to it, what tutorials I'm adding to it, things of that nature. That's what this video is going to be all about. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, stick around. Many of you guys already know what WebIntersect is and what it's all about. But some of you guys might not, so it's a social network production training series using PHP and MySQL databases. So basically it's a training series that shows people how to make the foundations and the bare bones of a social networking website. And so you can kind of see through this list of 1 through 5 things here what I'm going to do. But I'm going to go through each one of those things and elaborate a little bit on what I plan to do. Now the first thing is I'm going to go in and replace the Flash header with an all HTML header. This is something that I promised people like last year when I put the WebIntersect series out, and a lot of people requested that maybe we can put a Flash header into it. This way it wouldn't have any proprietary software in it, or for people who don't really know how to use Flash or work with ActionScript 3. So if we make it an all HTML header, where I'm going to have it to where you log in, kind of like you log in at YouTube, where the sign-in form is on a different page. All that's on the pages of the site is your name on top to get to your account stuff, things like that on the top right. So we're going to go with that kind of format. And Develop PHP has a similar thing. When you log into Develop PHP, it's a separate page, a form on a separate page. The form to log in is not directly in the header. That's the format we're going to go with, because YouTube does it that way, I think Facebook does it that way, and you know, we're going to kind of stick to what all the big boys are doing in our training series here. So the header won't have any proprietary software at work in it, because Flash is not open source, and I'm going to present what I did in replacing the Flash header with HTML in tutorial form so everybody understands exactly what I did. Then at that point, we can kind of close the doors on the 30-part series and then continue on with round 2 of WebIntersect. And what that's going to do is, well, let's just go into number 2 here, adding the jQuery library to the system to give contributors the use of the library in their production. So what that means is when somebody wants to add to the WebIntersect software and teach people how to do things for social networking, they'll have the jQuery library already available in the head tag of all of the site pages. So they'll be able to use all of the functionality that the jQuery library gives us while producing things and tutorials for the WebIntersect training series. Okay, number 3 is we're applying the GNU GPL open source software license to the website template software and keep credit to the creator and the people who contribute to it. And I spelled contributors wrong there. Let me fix that. Contributors. And it persuades other programmers to share more openly while adding to the system so future users have a better system. Being under the GNU GPL open source software license, this means that people can add to it, modify it, redistribute it, as long as they keep the copyright and the headings of all of the scripts in place within all the scripts. And I'm going to discuss how all of that is going to go down and how to add yourself as a contributor when you make software for WebIntersect. And 4, which we already touched on a whole bunch, is opening the software to contributors, other programmers. So it won't be just me in there throwing in applications. I'm going to get this baby to where it doesn't have a Flash header, to where there's no proprietary software in it, and everybody understands HTML, or anybody who knows anything about websites understands HTML to a certain degree. Not everybody wants to mess with Flash or want to know Flash or use Flash in their website. So while making this an open source software, putting it under the GNU GPL open source software license, I don't want to have a Flash header in it. And so when we open it to contributors, they'll be able to add tutorial contributions to the official download packages. So what that means is, like, somebody can take this under the GNU GPL license and modify it and redistribute it anywhere they want. But for it to be included into the official WebIntersect download packages at WebIntersect, your contribution to the system has to be in tutorial form. So that's what I'll be looking for, is people like that, of that caliber, to come in and make video tutorials or really good, clean text-based tutorials on how to add maybe private messaging systems, friend systems, all kind of different applications that can go into a social networking website. So the people who are contributing to the official download packages at webintersect.com must do it in tutorial form, whether it be video or a nice clean text tutorial showing people how to add and apply what you added to the system, so they can add it to their systems that might be already in place, or if they're newcomers to the Web Intersect series, they won't have any trouble placing your application into the system. When I'm going to add things to it, I'm going to make sure there's no problems. That's why I have a whole huge 30-part series going real in depth about everything I was doing along the way to create the backbone of the system. So when I add anything to it here in the future, in time to come, I'm going to be doing it in tutorial form. So that's number four. And finally, number five is I will be adding to the further functionality of the system myself. I might not get to these things as quickly as other people can get to them, create them, and add it to the system. If I see it's not there yet, I have the time to put like a private messaging system in or a friend system into Web Intersect. That's what I'll do, and I'll do it all in tutorial form. So that's number five. So that's everything I have planned, and I hope that soothes your anxiety if you're somebody who was wondering what the hell I have going on at Web Intersect. And this is coming up. I'm going to start tonight, I think. I'm going to start with the HTML header. Start with number one there. And then we're just going to, once the Flash header is out of the mix, the GNU GPL will be applied to it. And then there won't be any proprietary software within it. It'll all be MySQL, PHP, HTML, CSS, and jQuery, which is all JavaScript. All five of those are not proprietary and they're open source. We're going to kick some ass.